Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I'm trying to turn my problems into gratitude and being like, if this is your problem, you're really lucky. So be thankful that this is your biggest problem.
Yeah, that's a great attitude.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hey, friends. This is Kat Nat.
This is your party.
This is your podcast. And I don't know when we last talked.
I do.
You do?
It was not very long ago. We were actually in the UK. We were in the back of a cab.
Oh my God. And we had Daddy on and everyone liked him. They were like, he had great advice. And I was like,
he's a very intelligent, well-spoken, unique human being, I'd say.
I would love to have him on stage and make him do shots.
Remember when he was drunk that night?
Oh my God, and he was like a savage. Like, he was drinking like half-empty cups.
That's so weird.
Because I know.
Earlier that night, I had said to him, and I told Mark this, and he was like, you can't expect your team to be your cheerleaders. And I'm like, okay.
Well, what did I pay you then?
Well, you know, because everyone was backstage and the energy was really low when we were going out to the Manchester show, which was not thousands of people, you know?
Right.
So everyone was just sort of sitting there and I was like, I'm sorry, but like part of your guys' job is to be our hype men.
Exactly, not
like just, at least as a friend and like, because we don't have anybody and there's not many of us back there. So who's going to get us pumped, you know?
I know.
So Mark's like, you want them to be your cheerleader? I'm like, I mean, kind, but to him, he couldn't understand. So I was like, well, no, I just want them to have good energy, you know, because nobody has a job if we go out there and don't have good energy.
Except the people.
Yeah, we feed
from
the crowd.
It's really interesting because I have to say London was like a game. You're happy. You're happy.
He waved at you. He just waved at you because he thought you were waving at him. Because you went like that with your hand. He waved at you.
Oh, it was a hand job motion.
Yeah.
I was like, do you want me to, yeah?
Yeah.
No. You know, okay, I'll tell you a few things. Number one, London was really fun. However, there was a lot that happened. Nat and I separated, mm-hmm. and she stayed on. And I was like, bye, Nat. And I flew home by myself. And I was like, this isn't fun. Nothing's fun. I don't care where you are on the plane. It's not fun if you don't have someone to talk to about it.
And not just someone.
Zotli, Notli. Okay. And the same couple that we flew down there with was flying home. And they couldn't, that were behind us. And I said, I'll sit on your lap. Same couple.
Same day.
Same day.
Did you find out what they were doing?
They were just there for vacation. They were in love. Like, the whole plane ride, she sat behind him and played with his head, and he would turn around. And
oh, that's weird, because on the way there, I think he might have been giving me the eyes.
Well, he really turned shit around.
He's like, I obviously can't have her.
They probably did anal, and he was like, I'm sold, you
they
know?
They must have wondered where I was.
They did.
Did they ask?
No, I told them.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, it's just me, my friend, my other half. I didn't ask. Oh, well, I'm telling you.
I was going to say, I hope you explained where I went.
I offered to move so they could sit beside each other, but wanted to be one behind each other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Huh. You sure he wasn't over her?
No, I mean, he sat in front, which is a bit tricky because she had to always touch him.
Exactly. Do you think they were rich?
I think he worked in the aviation business.
How do you think that?
Because I heard him talking to the flight attendant. So here's what I've learned about the flight industry.
He got free upgrade.
You get free upgrades, and it's all status. It's quite weird. It is quite weird. Everything is networking.
I know.
Everything is networking. There's not much in life that isn't about networking. Like, it's kind of crazy when you see it, because we're humans. And it's all about...
I know. It's so crazy. I mean, the whole first class thing is just so... It's like, apparently in London, they have lots of, as they call them, queues, lines for things. And apparently people are very respectful of staying in their line, but you can buy fast passes.
Yes.
And this is how I felt when I was at Disney, too, because my sister-in-law organized it all, and we bought fast passes. Although I loved going to the front of the line, I felt to myself, oh, my God.
Scared me.
It doesn't feel fair that just because I have more money than you...
I can jump you.
I can jump your line. Like, you have kids. You're waiting in line. And I kind of feel that way about first class, although, for goodness sakes, I loved it. But, like, it feels mean that there's, like, an overweight person at the back of the plane with four children, and I get a bed...
You?
Is it me? No.
I'm confused.
It was just some guy, and it was the dad. The seats were so small, and he was, like, big, and then he had his wife, and they had these kids. And
so
then,
I'll tell you, we've never, ever, 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 ever flown first class like that, and we do a lot of flying, Natalie. Like,
you know, maybe that's what makes it okay, that, like, some people, it's like, maybe that overweight man and his four kids and his wife, maybe they don't fly a lot, so for them to do it just once isn't a big deal. And we fly so often.
And
okay.
I will tell you that the flying so often and then having to hit the ground running and work, we landed with a different energy because it felt like we didn't, like...
That's why they call it business class, not first class, because it's for business travelers who need to... Are you looking like a hottie today? It's the second look she's gotten from guys driving by.
It's wild hair.
I guess so.
I've got wild hair.
Okay, black sunglasses.
And black sunglasses, and I think I have...
look carefree?
I don't feel carefree at the moment, but I think
you're smiling.
I look like a hottie.
Well, good one. Yes, you do. Good job. Well, it's working out. So, if there's anything that we need to get done today, like if we need, like, you know what I mean?
To sell a house?
Yeah, like something like that.
Should I stand there and be like, come on in my house and fucking buy it? And the dad will be like, I want that house. It looks like they have great sex in there.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, this house is just all about sex.
Yeah.
And then the man will be like, how much do I pay for it? You know?
Okay.
I'm like, this room has good sexual juju. I'm going to put that in the writer.
That would be so to be like, and when you're reading the house thing and it's like master bedroom, great sexual juju.
Yeah, with endless masturbation areas, at private and public.
And then lie and say three babies were made here. It's a very fertile environment.
Okay, fertile,
right?
Sexy, and masturbating capabilities. Done.
Like, what if it said that as the point center? I think that's a great. I mean, at least it would make it to, like, the news.
And then I'll put, like, red room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could paint this room red. And then you...
It's not red, but you could. I like that. You know where your red room would be.
The basement.
Yeah, that's right. The basement bedroom.
All right, I'll tell them that too. Possible red room.
Multiple possible red rooms.
It would go viral. You and I should write a house
Speaking
listing.
Of red rooms. where am I going to tell my story of what happened to me in that London hotel room that morning? Oh,
okay. I feel that you feel it's so terrible.
Yeah.
I don't feel that it was so terrible.
Okay.
You didn't
smell it.
Okay, yeah, you had a stinky vag, but remember...
No, it wasn't just stinky.
It was creamy?
No, it was...
horrific.
Yeah.
Wow, you must have smelled for a while.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, I wonder if you walked by and
people
got a waft.
Me. I know.
But you're quite sensitive to... Well...
Did anybody on our team smell
just
me?
Just tell them.
Tell me.
You should got a tampon.
No, this is a big deal. Okay, so I took my shower. Okay, I've been gone for about... You know, I haven't had my period in about a week.
Okay.
So I go to take a shower the morning that we're leaving. And
Manchester. She's going to meet her husband. I'm flying home.
So I'm dropping off at the airport, but I wake up earlier to make sure I can wash my body,
which is weird. You wanted a shower because I was like,
I
don't have one.
Yeah,
you must have known you had a stinky badge.
I did not.
Okay, got it.
But I did know that I had like sweat a little bit in the night. So I was like, I want to be clean, you know, because I knew
she wanted to be clean for her husband. I'm like, I'm like, that's a great wife because for me, he would have gotten the rat that I am.
Well, it would be really bad if it was me. So I shower and they've got really nice like body products and stuff. So I'm washing, I use soap on my
badge.
I told you. And I walked out, I put a robe on, I walked out and I was like, what the fuck is that smell? And I knew it was coming from me. So I went back in the bathroom.
How do you know it's coming from you?
Because it was so close to me.
I'm getting heart palpitations for you
right
now.
Okay, so then I went and I took a washcloth. Don't worry. I put it somewhere far away afterwards.
I didn't use anything. Don't worry.
I took the washcloth and I wiped my badge to see if that's where the smell is coming from. I smelled that and I was like, what the fuck is that smell? I've never smelled anything it was horrifying.
This is the Catnap Business Podcast brought to you by Stinky Vag.
Okay. Well, actually, okay, yes. And then, so I'm like, what the fuck? I gotta go in there. I gotta see.
You gotta investigate.
I investigate. Stuck my hand up there, and there, lo and behold, was a...
How high did you have to go up?
It had dropped. I don't know how it hadn't dropped in all those days, but it had come down while I was in the shower. And that's when the smell came out.
Yeah,
because
you even took booze and it didn't come out.
Right?
Yeah, weird. Oh, I don't know where that shit was.
I don't know what tube it went up, but I went and I took it out. Guys, I know this is gross, but like, don't let this happen to you because it's really dangerous to get toxic shock syndrome, by the way. And I threw it down the toilet and I was like, Kat, I was like shaking. I was like,
you don't know what just happened.
Horrific thing just happened in that bathroom. Anyways, as vaginas are, it was a self-cleaning oven. Within about 12 hours, I had cleaned, because I took the hose and I douched
myself. I go, how many times did you finger yourself today?
I said a lot of times because I kept having to go and like check it. And then see if it still smelled. And I thought, oh my God, what if it never stops smelling? What if there's something like... So anyways, I'm all better now. But on that note, I saw that on our post that where is it that they're giving out free tampons everywhere? My mom told me that too. What country? Is it Ireland?
Scotland, darling.
So Scotland is now the government is paying for tampons and pads.
Oh.
And giving them all away for free.
Okay.
Did you just get a weird text?
Yep. It's a good text.
Am I on it?
You are. It's just our. So when you guys hear this, I'm lying. Sorry. Go ahead. Go. I'm lying. Go ahead.
Okay. But I wanted to tell you guys that because I feel like we share everything, and I feel like it's been on my mind. I had to tell. I had to tell Alexis immediately. So I got. So anyways, my vagina is clean now. It's a self cleaning oven. It did a great job. I'm good to go. But gross. Why did I share that? I wanted to. I felt I needed to. You guys are my friends.
Why did I share that?
I just really felt I needed to tell our audience, but I didn't know which platform.
I have to tell you, most people...
Oh my God, Carlos is going to hear this.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, he's a man. Wow. So basically, I'm going to tell you guys. The market is super hot. Should we just go on with them? The real estate market is super hot right now, and I am about to sell my house. And I'm like, I need to do it now because it's almost March break. I either have to wait a month or I have to go now. And I'm like, we're sitting outside a house for sale because we're going to go do some research.
Comparables.
And it is nonstop people going in. Nonstop.
Do you know who lives there now?
No idea. But it hasn't even been on the market for more than 14 hours.
I wonder where they're moving.
Should we ask them?
Hmm. Anyways, all right. So when you hear this, though.
Nope.
No, I know, not when you hear this. When you hear this, we still can't tell you what we're doing. It's a Tuesday today that you're hearing it. On Friday, we're going to do basically something pretty amazing. And we can't tell you because we have been sworn to secrecy.
Okay. I mean, I just, you know what I mean, guys? Here's the thing. I said to Nat today while we were driving.
Hmm.
What is in the universe that we have a lot of conflict in our direct world? And it's not necessarily like fight, like, it's just like a lot of, if you will, it's like a lot of pressure in one area, in our areas of our life. And
it's like a gentle tornado. Like, it's not fully fast moving, but it's always around you. And it's like, right now we can't get out of it.
Yeah. It's like a lot of, a lot of up in the air,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of like
last minute stuff,
a lot of last minute stuff. And I believe that the universe does things at certain times just because I don't know why.
You know why after. That's the thing, is that you live through it and then you figure out why.
I'm really trying to, at daytime, I'm trying to be like, if this is your problem, I'm trying to turn my problems into gratitude and being like, if this is your problem, you're really lucky. So be thankful that this is your biggest problem.
Yeah, that's a great attitude.
And like,
always, you know, always think that, you know, always continue to remind yourself that because, you know, the alternative, although, you know, we do say sometimes if life was simpler, maybe we could just be happier. Like you know who?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, I don't think you can be happy all the time, okay? I really don't believe that. But I believe that a lot of people don't feel joy, like, at any point in any given time, in any day. I think
they can go days and days without feeling happy.
Joy. So you can be, like, I don't know how many people open up the door and they're like, oh my God, like, I don't know how many people feel, like, a sense of exhilaration, like, just giddy. Like, the amount of times you and I get giddy is probably not normal to the average person. Where, like, we sat in that hotel room and laughed literally.
We give ourselves free therapy, you know that, right?
Yeah.
And that. Oh, God, that was so funny.
That day was just, like, and then the night was fun. Like, but we also find joy in simplicity. Like, we find joy in a great cocktail.
Yep.
We find joy
in a cozy bed.
In a cozy bed in a cozy room.
We find joy, I mean, I guess we all do, when your kids laugh really hard.
Yeah, I find joy when they're getting along.
Mm-hmm.
I find joy in, like, just sometimes I feel overwhelmed by gratitude of, like, how good my life is. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be sitting there and be like, oh my God, my life, like, I feel it, mm-hmm. it deep in my bones. And I could almost, I'm like, I'm so like, whoa, this is crazy. And then it goes away. And of course I have moments of like, get these fucking kids out of my face. And then other times where I'm like stressed. And I would say I'm more in a moment of stress, but I can still feel the gratitude. Like, what we're about to do next week is overwhelming in terms of the pull it's going to have. Like, so basically next week.
Too bad we have these, this gentle volcano happening around, so we can't just simply be excited for that.
Right. So this next weekend, which I can't wait to tell you what it is, and maybe we can announce it on Tuesday when this podcast comes out, but it's like sort of like a moment of manifestation,
uh-huh.
from a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and a moment of just like separate of our rest of our lives and significant of us as people, not just as, you know.
Yeah.
But
I also think the one that we're going to
is so significant.
Exactly. It's just so, I mean, of all of them.
Yeah. And so the problem is, it looks like I have to put my house on the market and my kids are going to be homeless. I don't know where they're going while Nat and I are away. I'll say we're in Denver. Okay, I'm allowed to see where we're going.
Sure.
We're going to Denver, and then we have to fly from Denver to New York. Okay, so that feeling of me having, I feel like I'm choosing, like, it's weird that the universe is putting this situation in my way. It's kind of like the fucking psychic way back when.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that your house could sell by Monday.
They'll still have to be out for pictures and staging.
Yeah, this weekend.
No, it I think it would go, so it's February right now. It would go on, we just have to go be ready by next weekend, and it would go on the Monday. So when I leave, my kids would have to leave and go somewhere.
Oh, the Monday your house would go for sale.
Yeah.
And it would be that weekend that you take offers? Or okay, anytime, whatever.
I have no idea, not.
I thought it was this weekend you're putting house for sale.
Maybe I am. I'm kind of confused what's going on right now. Is the whole point. So I have my mom, like, getting liquor boxes. It's just interesting.
Wait, tell them why your mom's getting liquor boxes. You can't just say that.
Because I have so much fucking liquor in my basement, and I don't know how to wrap a liquor bottle without it breaking, and that feels very important to me, not to break all my liquor.
You know what you could do?
What?
Well, you could just gift it to me and make it not your problem.
I was thinking where I was going to store it. I'm like, fucking, that won't come back. That'll be fucking gone.
Yeah, you put it in my house, it'll be
gone. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So, yeah, it's just ironic that this life of ours that is everything we've ever talked about comes at the same time I should be here with my family. Fucked up.
Oh, God. Oh, no. We're like back in the day.
What I was saying, like twin flames.
Oh, God.
Like, we're like, see ya. Mama's got to go do this. Good luck, babe, with the 3 kids. Oh, fuck, I have a headache. So, again, I said to my husband, like, maybe we should wait because I'm not here. And then he's like, I got it. I can do this. And I was like, oh.
He did?
He's like, I got this. Like, don't worry. Like, I will say...
Just send one to my house so that only leaves 2?
So your husband's going to take a bunch?
Sure.
So
it's an important time. Oh, she's looking.
Everybody is.
It's an important time in your life. The least we could do is help out.
So I'll tell you how I feel.
The least we could do is help out.
I feel like at this... I feel like at this moment, shit is overwhelming.
I agree.
I just wake up and I'm like, okay, here we go. And I will say, I do have to give props to both of our husbands because he was never like, how could you? You can't. He's like, you have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think he, as long as
separate his feelings from seeing a great opportunity.
Yeah, and it's because of monetary.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's good.
It's because
we put ourselves in a situation where they need our money.
He appreciates the money coming in, and so he can be like, we're a team, and I will tell you, like, we are not a couple right now because both of us are, like, just trying to stay afloat and above water. But we're a good team, and that is taking precedent over having... He understands where we're both at, and it's he's not demanding more of me, and I'm not demanding more of him because of our situation. And the situation is our house is not ready. Our renovation is taking longer than expected. We're currently carrying two houses. Financially, it is fuckery because it is so much money to carry two houses. The longer we wait on closing our house, we don't know what our house is going to sell for, so we can't make decisions based on the other house. So right now, we're shooting in the dark what our budget could be or should be. I had two kids unexpectedly have to go to private school or choosing to, making a choice about it. So it is like a storm of financials and a storm of like...
Do you see
a
tornado? Do you see it blowing?
Yeah, a lot of fucking stress, a lot of stress, and then personal relationships outside of that that cause, like, more, it's just, it's a lot.
Not to mention our kids are, they're about to go on strike, which leaves us needing to take care of them, and also they're like, what are we doing for March break?
I know, and we talked about it, but it's like, I can't make a decision of anything until I it's like
figure out what you're doing.
You, it's like you and I need to go on a retreat.
No, we can't. No, we can't do that.
Peace the fuck out, everybody. Mama's losing her shit and out of here. Mama's gonna jump off.
You know, the only way that we could do that is if we didn't travel for work.
I know, you know, Natalie. I mean?
If we didn't travel for work, we'd be like, you know what? I really need a retreat. But there's no time. It's like when you're a working mom, there's no time for you to go and do whatever you need to do because you have, God damn it.
Yeah, and I keep going back. Like, I'm sleeping fine. Although last night I was up a bunch. And
I'm sweating tonight. Is this menopause?
Maybe you're in menopause.
So Tucker comes into the bed in the morning and goes, I don't like sleeping on your side anymore because when I come in the morning, it's wet.
It's stress.
Good one.
I say to myself, I'm like, listen, you can sell everything and you'd be okay.
But that would be really dramatic.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go, when you're feeling stressed, you got to go worst case scenario, right? Like, go the very worst and then see if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Don't stress about it if you, like, I don't want to sit in the, I don't, like, I'm just like, I'm like, literally like, just like this, like, just let it go. Like,
That's why people meditate.
I don't want to meditate. That stresses me out more. If you can just like relax your body and be like, just fucking let it go. Like, you know, what is what it is.
Let it go.
It's out of my hands.
Let it go.
Like at this point, all right, maybe the house doesn't sell. Okay.
No.
I'm just saying, okay. You have to go there and not to be a victim of it and not to get angry of it.
Mm.
You just always go plan A, plan B. We're okay.
My mom told me that Teddy's going to need his own room in a minute.
Well, then Tucker better come to school with Max.
my three boys share a room, and it's small. So apparently my mom thinks that the older one is getting kind of big, and he's losing space from the ceiling to his bunk.
Oh, my God.
So I'm thinking of maybe changing that bunk into a single bed.
It's a two-in-one.
Ugh.
It's just, ugh.
It's exactly like that guy at the restaurant. Oh, we have to go to a dinner party. Ugh.
Yeah, we need to go get massages.
We don't even like that.
Juju massages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's do ayahuasca.
No,
we don't like
that.
Drugs.
No, wait. Well, don't rule that out. I could get high right now.
That would be so bad.
Why?
Because
just marijuana.
Yeah, but I don't know how long high lasts, and I think that we would still be high when we pick up the kids.
What about, could we do it when we go to Denver? Is it legal there?
Could we do it, I was going to say, with the person we're going to?
No, well, just like...
What drugs we do? Oh, I know. Everyone, you know, they say the most successful CEOs...
Yes, tell me.
Oh, you heard
cannabis?
This. Cannabis? No, they micro... What's the word? They microdose so that they can see the light.
Microdose what?
You know, hallucinogenics like acid.
I am not microdosing anything. I will be naked on a fucking roof with wings on trying to fly. Literally, you'll lose me.
That is so fucking ironic you just said that.
Why?
I'll have to tell you in private later. About the wings. Another time. I tried to fly. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Yeah. No, I would be.
No, microdosing it. Apparently it opens up a brain. So entrepreneurs and CEOs can become more successful, and mostly entrepreneurs, they microdose. I think it's on Goop or something.
They microdose. Everybody. I mean, what if you, if
maybe it makes your brain have not as much inhibition, so you can be a bigger risk taker, but we're already blessed with that.
I'm going to tell you my biggest stress. My biggest stress is the push-pull between, like, family and work. And why our work is abnormal, but that is such a beautiful thing. But because it's abnormal, people struggle with grasping, like, how it's so abnormal. And I feel like people think because you're an entrepreneur, it's like a choice that you go and do mm-hmm. rather than mm-hmm. seeing the value of the creativity and, you know, like... I feel like if I went to a job and I was a lawyer, my kids would be like, my mommy's a lawyer. Yeah. End of story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like Max and I had a big conversation. He was like, what do you do anyways? You know what I mean? And I had to explain it to him. He's like, but what do you do? Mm-hmm. And I explained the marketing and I explained like the conversations and
collaborations,
all of that, like the business behind what we do. And I was like, that's very hard to grasp because it's different, but just know mm-hmm. that mommy isn't playing. Mommy mm-hmm. works, but I have fun when I work. So it looks like I'm playing.
Yeah, that's exactly, that could be confusing for sure.
Like they're like, you're choosing.
Oh, here we go.
You're choosing to have fun. You're not choosing us. And I'm like, no, you can work and have fun. And that's the beauty of doing something you love.
Oh, I think that's a great example for kids actually to see.
Yeah, it's
you know
not
what I mean? You don't come home and you're not like hand in your head's like, oh, today was so hard. Just, you know, having a really, really stressful job just to make money, but you can actually find a job that you love and then you can have fun doing it. But yeah, no, I know it's like, oh, so I dropped off TJ at school today and this teacher looked at me and goes, oh, mommy's home.
Oh, great.
And I was like, oh, and then she looked at me and she did this thing like with tears on her face that he has been like sad a couple times this week because I wasn't here.
Oh, well, that's great. Thanks. Thanks for that.
But I'll tell you what, you know, it was awesome. I came home with Mark because Mark came and met me in London and we spent some days there with his brother. And when I opened the door, snow.
Sorry.
When I opened the door, they went surprised because it's Mark's birthday. And then it was me and they go, no, we want daddy.
Aww.
And it was like such a nice, like it was such a nice feeling to be like, they're not so desperate for me. They had a plan and they want to surprise daddy and they were excited to see him. And I also like that for him.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, you know what they did when I first got home? My mom was there. She's been taking care of them because they prefer my mom to the caregiver.
Right.
Which the caregiver is lovely, but they're always getting, if they have a choice, like.
They're going to always choose your mom.
They're going to always choose my mom. And my mom says yes. And it kind of backfires the whole plan of having the caregiver in this flexible situation. But I guess if my mom's busy, then she could do it. But when I went in and we were having dinner, the first word out of their mouth when they were accidentally calling me grandma. And I like that because for all those days when they need to ask something, they ask grandma first.
Aww.
And then grandma came out before me and then they corrected themselves. My mom and I both noticed it. And I was like, at least they know that they have somebody outside of me that can answer their questions and do what they need, you know?
Oh, they're back.
Oh.
Oh, they're back. Wow. Just busy, eh? Okay.
So does she live there?
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
Any working mom, I think any stay-at-home mom, I think any working stay-at-home mom understands that there's struggles and each job and each thing that you do is always going to be a juggle.
I have always found that when I feel a certain way, you know, people say, don't compare yourselves, whatever. I don't compare myself in a negative way, but I find somebody. So there's this mom at my school, and she's got a husband. She's got two really nice daughters, really good students, happy girls, as far as I can see. And I never see their mom because apparently their mom travels to, like, foreign countries for weeks at a time.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So whenever I think to myself... I'm leaving a lot. I always think about them and I think about how they're okay with it. And their mom has always done that. She's like a businesswoman.
Well,
and then she's always done that. And so then I say to myself, for you guys, if you're afraid just to leave for a little bit, let us be your example
yeah.
of being great moms, having great kids, and also traveling.
And I will also say that we are busting ass to make sure that we can do both. And someone yesterday said to me, at ballet, one of the moms who I'm like friends with, and she doesn't like, she knew us before social media kind of thing, like, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and she was like, holy fuck, you guys are hard workers. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't stop working. And I was like, I hope our kids see that. And I hope that our kids will never know that, like, we negotiate, like, so we were supposed to have virtual VIP on a Wednesday night, but it would mean we'd stay one more night in New York and we'd have to fly home Thursday. And we were like, you know what? We will take the wrath of having to change that and maybe lose the loyalty of people because we're changing the virtual VIP to Monday. Crazy. But we'll be home on Wednesday, and that's one of the things we're willing to take, is we'll take that business hit over.
Hold on, our late kids night hit. Live. Late night in live. New York is on what night of the week?
Monday night. So we were supposed to do it Wednesday, but it would mean we'd be away one more night, and we just were like, we're not going
to
do that.
Because if you're listening to this and you're in the New York area, and there are any tickets left, we don't know this because it's a week away. We are doing a show in New York, so catnat.ca, all the things.
All the other tickets are going live to Nashville and Anaheim, and we've secured Colton Underwood, who's going to come on stage with us and do a segment, and we're going to get him to
There we go.
It's crazy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Understand this mom world. But yeah, guys, I don't know what to take from this other than if you are feeling in a sense of overwhelming, I think it's normal, and I think that it's part of life. If I had a piece of advice, I would try to ground yourself in gratitude and just be like, over and over again, you know, if these are my problems, I'm really grateful for these problems, because there are bigger problems, for us at least. And the problems we're having are great problems. The fact that we're busy at work and our kids miss us, and the fact that we have so much on our plates is a blessing, and we're choosing it because we could say fuck it and walk away from it, but we don't. We're so thankful this community's growing and that we're still doing shows, and we modified the shows to work for us rather than, you know, working for like tour, quote unquote, not you guys, but tour
for the outside business, meaning like the touring team and managers and all that. And what's great about the team that have surrounded us is from the beginning, and they always said, they've always known this about us, you guys are moms first,
mm-hmm.
and if it doesn't work for you guys, we're not gonna like push you. And I remember, you know, just in this last opportunity that we maybe have announced by now or not, that we're doing this Friday, our agent basically put out there, this is a really great opportunity, and if you can, I would take it. And I think she said that because she knew we were going to be doing a bunch of traveling, but she wanted to let us know, in her opinion, this is something you don't want to pass up unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah, no, they're great about supporting us as moms, and mm-hmm. And New York is something on top of, like, yeah, it's a media day we have to do, and we're adding more in there. But just to make, I think we're also learning to make our time really valuable,
mm-hmm.
When we're there.
Yeah.
Like, to really, like, hammer everything out. And, yeah, I think that we just all have to understand that life is fucking busy, and that's okay sometimes, you know? Just mm-hmm. deep breath in, deep breath out. There we go, guys. And if you are...
Juju.
It's a juju.
Juju.
Juju. It's funny. It's like pendulums, ready? For us in the fall, it was kids. It was really kid-focused. We were having kid drama.
Mm-hmm.
that has settled.
Mm-hmm. I even forgot what that was.
Oh, just like we all got calls that the kids weren't doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then the next thing was work drama.
Yeah.
You and I could just feel that the...
Oh, my God.
That something wasn't right. Uh-huh. And we shook the fucking world up in the work world for us. Uh-huh. Now it's like partner drama, but because of the load that we're all carrying, like husbands and us are all carrying, is so significant. Uh-huh. It's like, it's very cyclical.
Cyclical.
It's very crazy. What's next? There can't be another one.
I think we're done.
Like threes. One, two,
yeah, one, two,
once this is done.
Yeah, it's like deaths.
Oh, wow.
They come in threes.
Yep, it's for sale. It's just crazy. Wow. All right, guys. Well, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Chloe's new song kills me.
Oh, she's so funny. She's so confident. I love how she just kept doing it. I was dying laughing.
It goes, Mary had a little lamb. Chick, chick, bam. Mary had a little lamb. Chick, chick, bam. No more lamb. Mary had a little lamb who ended up in a frying pan or something like that.
Yeah. This is great. She's so confident. Over
chick,
and
chick,
over.
Bam. No more lamb.
I want to see
Mary had a little lamb who ended up in a frying pan.
Can we pull her out of school?
And just have her sing for us?
Oh, just to add a little stress to the... I don't know if this is stressful for you, but schools are now starting at 8:15 next year in the morning and ending at 2:55.
Who says this?
We got it from the GDSB, and I have to tell you something.
Wait, no, this is not
okay. This is not happening. If I pick them up at 3:30, from 3:30 to bedtime is forever. Now no. I'm getting basically an extra hour with them.
No, just quiet. When did you get this? I don't think I got it.
Yesterday.
I think that was just maybe your French.
Yes, I think it has to do with traffic and buses.
Oh, it's not my school.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
8:15's not terrible. Really, you should send one with me. Take care of them. It's the time. You know what? Then they'll stay after school and do activities. And
2:55?
Yeah, I think it's time. Let's make a call.
Let's tell my husband you're paying for it.
You know what? Kat and I are paying for it. The tuitions. He doesn't have to know anything. It's a sponsorship. Why'd you write a check? Oh, one day, Brian.
No, one day.
Never. Never.
So funny.
There are some secrets
that are just made for each other.
That are just made for your besties. That's all there. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. Like we should do a mom truth on lies that are okay to tell your husband.
Absolutely.
Lies that are okay to tell your husband.
That's a good one.
Yeah. There are just some lies that are okay. Like, you're okay. Mm-hmm. We all do it. Mm-hmm. Let's just pretend that it's okay. Mm-hmm. Stop pretending that you don't lie about it.
Yeah.
So just everyone just keep on faking it.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, okay.
Yeah. I don't flush my tampons down the toilet and put bacon fat down the drain. Nope.
I don't buy new things. That dress I said I already had in my closet.
They gave it to me for free.
Totally gave it to me for free.
Yeah. It's old. I've had that forever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was a giveaway. Mm-hmm. I actually took it off the side of the street.
I was so busy today. I'm exhausted.
I was so busy today. Mm-hmm. All right, motherfuckers. Well, have a great day. See?
I love when you make that face at people. They're just glancing over and you're like, what are you looking at?
I give a face to people. Because sometimes if someone like gives me like a rude response, I'm like, oh, well, fuck you too. Natalie.
Like when she tries to call a waiter and the waiter doesn't hear her and she's like, oh, thanks, good talk.
Great chat. That was great. Great fucking chat.
And you're fit. Are they looking too?
Everybody's looking. Get my fucking house on the market. I'm going to put a force. I'm going to make a sign.
Coming soon. Why don't you have a coming soon? My mom said you need to have a coming soon.
Because apparently they get fatigued. So you have to do it like within like 3 or 4 days. You don't do like 4 weeks out. My house is coming soon in a month.
Let's do a handheld one. Make it ourselves.
Let's get a billboard. And you get a white bikini on. And you walk up and down the street.
Wow. I don't know if that's going to sell a house.
For the late night live, which is last night.
I have to wear a bag. Okay.
These are the things I want you to try, okay? Because
Don't tell me. Okay. It's a surprise. But I do want to say one more
thing. String bikinis on there.
Coming soon. they won't even attempt to buy this because everyone will wait for yours.
Let's go make a Bristol board with bedazzles. Yeah. Like, we'll jewels. Get a glue gun, jewels.
Like, really tacky.
Bye.
Like your front lawn on Christmas.
Love it. Okay, coming soon. And then I'll get a megaphone. This house is coming soon.
The Cat and Nat house is going for sale.
Oh, motherfuckers. This is a great podcast. You're welcome for your daily entertainment of tampons and stress. You know, life. Okay. Hashtag.
Oh, and by the way, don't tell anybody about my tampon situation or tell everybody, but Carlos, erase it from your ears.
Forever and ever.
It was disgusting.
Okay, bye.